want French fried potatoes, red ripe tomatoes. I'm never satisfied. I want the frim-fram sauce with the offs and fade, with shafafa on the side. Shoot do de do ya do do.
Hi, I'm Norman Van Aken, and welcome to A Word on Food. Today's word on food is the little joints. There were chickens walking around in back of the building. They didn't seem overly concerned, but perhaps they might have been. It's kind of hard to say what the original purpose of this place was that I was considering for lunch with my wife, Janet, but now it's a place to get fried chicken, as done by some ladies working in Little Haiti. The woman who took care of me seems to have spent many, many hours over a hot, deep fat fryer. Her eyes burned through me as she took my order. But it was not like she was seeking to menace me. No, they had just seen that much heat in her life of cooking. I ordered. When it arrived a few minutes later, it was clearly more than Janet and I could possibly eat. The bill came to the amount people pay for just two coffees at a Starbucks. This country is missing the boat when it comes to economics like that. That's why I love to hit the little joints in our part of Florida, or for that matter, all over the world. There is so much to sample and savor that you simply cannot find in the chains, commercial restaurants, and also many fancy high-end places. I was lucky that when I first got to Florida in the early 1970s, I landed all the way down in Key West. I urge you to get in front of a map of the Caribbean and Central and South America. Compare it to the United States. Think about how different our foods are in the United States, not only from our southern neighbors, but even region to region, state to state, and city to city. You can't help but be struck by how many food experiences there are to be had in the enormity of this complex geography. The Americas are guided culinarily by a vast range of histories and an ever-shifting present tense. Now, take that Google Earth bird's-eye view and dial it down to our town. The range still exists. We live in a culinary wonderland, but it is one far too many citizens are blind to. When we wrote our cookbook, New World Kitchen, the proverbial scales fell from our eyes as to what could be experienced here. For that book, Janet and I and our team back at the original Normans took on the task of representing over 30 countries from throughout the Caribbean to Mexico and Central America to the tip of South America. We did much of my work and study by combing the streets of South Florida. To learn Bahama Village in the 1970s was a great way to break the ice. It taught me early to be curious, taste, and learn. I've always loved the term little joints, and it wasn't because we used to smoke them, but my trusted listeners, that was a long, long time ago. The little joints I feel deep love for still are the ones that nourish the diverse neighborhoods of where any of you can hear my voice from. They don't necessarily have to have tables nor chairs to find the magic in them. They just have to speak to my soul from that deep place where flavor reigns, and that is always, always home-cooked food made with pride and made with love. I'm Norman Van Aken, and that's my word on food.
Don't bogart that joint, my friend. Pass it over.